Insects, what to watch for this season. We're talking today with PJ Leash, Extension Entomologist, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Division of Extension, Insect Diagnostics Lab in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Adam Wigger. There are huge movements, not just here, but around the world to save bees and other pollinators. What's our pollinator situation here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so our pollinator situation in Wisconsin is very similar to other spots around the country. We know in general bees are facing some tough times. Now, when folks think about bees, probably the first thing that comes to mind would be honeybees or perhaps bumblebees, and those are really only two main types of bees. If you look at Wisconsin alone, we have between 400 and 500 different species of bees. The vast majority of these are wild, solitary bees, meaning that they nest individually, and each female has her own nest. Some of these can be very, very common in spring. Some of our earliest spring pollinators are some of these wild bees. Again, they often are nesting in the ground, and their nest would look essentially like an anthill, except there would be a female bee that lives in there and lays her eggs and stashes pollen and food sources for her larvae to develop on in there. So we do have an amazing diversity of bees, but again, bees are facing a lot of different threats, from impacts of pesticides in some cases. Probably one of the biggest factors would be things like land use changes. I like to tell folks, if we could magically look at Wisconsin today and look at a satellite view, if we somehow had that from 200 years ago, back in the day we'd have a lot more green space. Today we have urbanization, we have agricultural practices with monocultures and things like that that has really fragmented the environment and kind of simplified it. So we've had a lot of habitat loss, and some of these bees are very specific in terms of the habitat that they like. So that's probably impacting them. And then there's some other factors as well. Diseases and parasites can also impact bees. So the main point I want to make about bee declines is it's not one single cause. It's many, many interacting factors that individually stress bees and are causing their numbers to decline. Now, what can we do to help them out, though? There's some very simple things we can do in our backyard. Perhaps the simplest would be to simply put in more flowering plants. We know that bees like to go to flowers, and if you put out a diversity of flowers, you'll get a diversity of bees and other pollinators showing up. Some bees are picky eaters, so to speak. They may go to very specific types of plants. So if you have a broad diversity of plants in your yard, that can help them out. I also like to encourage folks to go with native plants if possible, because our native bees would be adapted better to those native plants. There are cases where if you go to the hardware store or garden center, there are very flashy flowers that have been bred specifically to be colorful, catchy to the human eye, but in some cases those flowers may have very little pollen or nectar. So we think we're doing bees a favor putting out flowers, but if those flowers aren't a good food source for them, we might not be helping them that much. But putting out lots of and different types of flowers in your yard can be very helpful, and also reducing or eliminating pesticide use in our yards can be helpful as well. That would be reducing insecticide use, but also if you think about it, I mean, a lot of folks perhaps have their lawns treated for dandelions, and to us a dandelion may be a weed, but to a bee or pollinator, that dandelion could be breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So in some cases, folks are making the decision simply to tolerate weeds in their yards, and that may be helping out bees and other pollinators as well.
To kind of wrap up, do you have any last general tips and tricks to dealing with insects, helping out insects, the friendly ones at least, this season?
Yeah, so some general tips and tricks I just mentioned with the pollinators. I mean, putting out some habitat for the insects is very helpful for bees and other pollinators that may be putting out flowers. We have lots of insects, though, that might not necessarily go to flowers, but they're going to plants in one way or another. So having a diversity of plants in general can help them out. And just keeping some general good insect habitat. There's lots of insects that live inside of rotting logs and amongst leaf litter and things like that. And if you go and clear that all out of your yard, you're limiting some potential insect habitat. So if you hop online, there's a lot of good resources you can find about increasing insect habitat in your yard. Some other things you could consider when it comes to lighting at night. We know a lot of insects are attracted to light. Well, there's rumblings in the scientific community that light pollution may be having an impact on some of these insects. So can you perhaps consider leaving off some of the outdoor lights or leaving them off entirely. That may, to a certain extent, help out insects as well. We know like some insects, like fireflies, rely on visual cues at night, and if they're getting distracted by lights, that's not going to be helping them out. So those are some simple things that we can do in our backyard to help out the insects that live with us.
Thank you so much, PJ. We've been visiting today with PJ Leash, Extension Entomologist, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Division of Extension, Insect Diagnostics Lab, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Adam Wigger.